Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Standout Job Seeker Podcast. I'm going to be joined shortly by Kenneth Lang, who is a self-professed LinkedIn introvert, which I can relate to. We're going to talk about networking on LinkedIn. So if you are also an introvert or just find it difficult to network on LinkedIn or you're not sure how to do that, this conversation is going to be really helpful. Ken had so many unique, interesting ideas that I had never really heard before. So we do get into the high level of why it's helpful and why you should do it, but we also get into the granular, like practical ideas on how you can do it in ways that feel really approachable and realistic. So I know you're going to enjoy this one. Before I get to the episode, I want to tell you about a special promotion that we're running. So if you don't know or if you missed it, on Thursday, September 5th, we had our first annual Hire Ready virtual workshop series. We had over 28,000 people register for this event, and it was absolutely amazing. We had a collection of expert speakers that really delivered so much knowledge and wisdom. If you missed it and you want to catch the recordings of it, we are going to make the recordings of all of the sessions available. We're going to make them available to premium JobScan members as a special perk for them. So if you're a premium member, you'll get an email. If you registered for the event, then you'll get an email with it. If you are not a premium member, you can still sign up for JobScan Premium and you will still get access to those recordings and you can get 20% off. This is the special promotion that we're running just for this event. So if you go to jobscan.co/promo/hireready24, the discount will be automatically applied and you can get 20% off either the monthly plan or the quarterly plan where you can save even more. That promotion is only running until the end of Monday, September 9th. So if you're watching this before the end of the day, Monday, September 9th, take advantage of that. Again, it's jobscan.co/promo/hireready24. I'll put the link in the description too. It really was an amazing event. Thank you to the speakers. Kenneth has actually spoken at previous virtual events that we've done. So I know he's great. I know you're going to enjoy this episode. Let's get to this interview now about networking on LinkedIn. Well, Kenneth, first of all, thank you for joining to talk about this topic of LinkedIn networking. This is something that everyone talks about, but is so hard to do. First, I love that on LinkedIn, you describe yourself as a LinkedIn introvert. I just want to know if you've ever met anyone who's a LinkedIn extrovert, because I feel like networking is difficult for everyone I've met. Is there anyone who's like, yeah, no, I'm great at networking. Yeah. It's a cinch.
Absolutely. And it's from an introvert's perspective, that can be extremely tiring because extroverts don't necessarily know how they come across. And one of the things that's been really helpful to me is working with extroverts to understand that introverts and extroverts have different strengths, and it's not a good or bad thing. In fact, one of my best posts of all time was mentioning that I was a LinkedIn introvert, and all of a sudden people came out of the woodwork. Like, I'm one too. I'm like, okay. And, you know, my background, especially during COVID, I was probably one of the few people didn't mind being inside and not having to network in person. But the best people on LinkedIn are all introverts, but you wouldn't know it from how we post and how we present ourselves.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I would describe myself as an introvert too. I think I've just kind of learned how to navigate the world being an introvert, but like not letting it hold me back from certain situations. And maybe social media is a little easier for introverts because it's like, it's a way to talk and share without having to be in person, which I think is the hardest part for me. Mm-hmm. So maybe that is kind of a golden opportunity for us. So then, all right. So let's say like for a person, it is still like really difficult or it feels like just an overwhelming task. Why bother networking on LinkedIn if I'm a job seeker? Like what's the benefit or what are the benefits that you've seen?
Well, first of all, you can be a lurker on LinkedIn, which is someone that should actually read people's posts, think about what you're going to say, and then Take a chance. And I always tell people that are introverts, the first thing to do is to engage on other people's posts. If you don't think you have something to say, go to a post that's there and add to the conversation. Because I think introverts, one of the biggest challenges that they have is that they don't think they have anything valuable to say. And they're going to be called out for what they are or what people think they are. And that is one of the hardest things to get past. We call it imposter syndrome in our world. It's like you have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And LinkedIn, with a billion users, can seem very overwhelming. But the fact is this, most of the people on LinkedIn don't engage. And so that's, you just got to get started. What's the worst thing that happened? Nothing.
Well, for an introvert, like, I think the worst thing that could happen is I could die. Okay. Like, I could die. Right. Like that's where my brain goes. But it's true. Like, what is the worst that could happen? And I think that is so true. Like, as an introvert, you feel like you don't have anything to add. I remember that growing up, I never really like talked at all. People would tell me like, you should talk more. And I was like, what do I say? I don't have anything to say to add to this conversation. I think that's probably one of the biggest barriers is just like, they don't know what to say or where to start.
Well, I know when I used to go to in-person events and I would hate to go by myself. I'd be that person that would be against the wall, leave me alone. So what I ended up doing, I ended up taking my best friend with me and we would just have a conversation there. And then people would think, well, these guys know what they're talking about. Well, we were just chatting and then a third person comes in and it just makes it easier. So I used to call my best friend was my wingman going to networking. And it's no different here. You build a tribe of people that are your friends, your networking friends, and you support each other. There's strength in numbers, but you got to get started.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. Mm-hmm.
So then like, let's say I'm like, okay, I don't know what to say or like what I can add to this conversation. How do I identify that? Or like, how do I think of?
So start with something simple. On LinkedIn, just create a poll, create a poll question and ask the question and get the responses from there. And then based on those responses, you can reach out to people. Thank you for answering my poll question. And if you're really, really, really unsure, we have a thing in our industry as coaches. We say, if you want to post, but you're not sure what to post, say, I'm posting for a friend, even though the friend is you. And that kind of gets you off the hook.
Yeah. I like that idea. The poll, I like that too, because then it kind of like takes the pressure off you of like, I'm going to share my opinion now, which can be really intimidating. And it's more just, I want to start a conversation. So like, I'm going to present the topic and then I'm going to let people kind of talk about it. And then you have an opportunity to engage with like what they said, like, oh, that's interesting. Why do you feel that way? And it kind of like starts a conversation.
Yeah. It can be as simple as, do you prefer coffee or tea? It doesn't even have to be job search. It can be, how long have you been on LinkedIn? It can be, what is your biggest challenge in job search? I mean, whatever it is.
Yeah. So then is the goal there, like, so at this part of networking, is the goal just to make connections? Like, should I not think of it as I need to connect with people who are hiring and let them know that I'm available? Like, is the goal just to get to know people?
Yeah. Well, networking is about building relationships. So you want to get to recruiters, but the best way to get to some recruiters and some companies is to find someone you know who either used to work at the company or is at the company now. You know, as an example, people ask me all the time, do you know someone at company A? And I will say, I know people at company A that I've ran across over time. And you want to trust, the bigger network you have, the better. And it starts with family and friends. You know, I don't know if you and I are connected on LinkedIn, but that's how this whole thing starts. Mm-hmm. And you never know where it's going to go. That's another introvert thing. People are so afraid of being rejected. I'm going to send you a connection request. You're going to say no. And my feeling is, so what? What have you got to lose by it? They're not going to reach out to you anyway if you didn't send a connection request. So what have you got to lose? You got to think of yourself as a salesperson in that way.
Yeah. Okay. So then like when, so I make these connections and it's really just as a like building a network, getting to know people, right, kind of thing. My like, I imagine a challenge there would be like, okay, so I connected with them on LinkedIn. Do I need to like develop that connection, right? Like I can't just a year later reach out and be like, you know, anyone that's hiring.
Right. And part of it is, and this is a change with LinkedIn recently, it used to be when you connected with someone, you might want to send a thank you for connecting and have a follow-up, but there's so much sales and so much spam on that platform now that you probably don't want to do that. But what I recommend people do is if you're connecting with someone, just keep track of when you connected and stay in touch every once in a while. You are not going to stay in touch with everyone. It's impossible. But you pick, let's say you have 500 connections. You pick the 50 or 100 that you really, really want to stay in touch with. And it doesn't become as overwhelming. Because most people forget why they connected with people. I forgot why I connected with people 16 years ago. I was in job search and they're probably recruiters. But they're part of my numbers. You know, we call it basically having a tribe on LinkedIn. I have maybe 15 or 20 close people that I connect with and stay in touch with. And it's not just about job search. It's about anything and everything.
Yeah. And then does staying in touch, does that mean sending them like LinkedIn messages or does that mean like replying to their posts? Like what would that look like?
It means different things to different people. There are some people that we actually create a group message with a bunch of us and stay in touch that way. It's sometimes replying to a post. It's sometimes tagging on a post. Sometimes, honestly, it's just texting offline. I think part of it is understanding, why are you looking to build a relationship? You know, what is your goal connecting with a person? And sometimes the answer is, you don't know at the time, but you may know later on. Some of the best connections I've made have been by engaging on other uncommon posts by someone else. And we have that commonality.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, there is no one right or wrong way to do this. You know, I think most people, the best advice I would give is you just got to get started. You post once a week, see what happens. Don't get caught up with the numbers. But above all, make sure people know what you're looking for. And we had this conversation before. If you're looking for a job, I have to know you're looking for a job. And I'm not talking about the open work banner. Mm-hmm. You have to let people know what you want. And when people connect with me, one of my follow-ups is, what can I help you with specifically? Yes, you want a job, but what is the specific thing? And I may say to them, do you have 15 minutes to chat? We have a conversation, but you want to be respectful. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's just knowledge. I mean, and this is a trial and error thing for me. You know, I've tried different things. They don't all work, but you learn from them.
Yeah. Okay, so then like, so let's say a person is looking for a job and the building the network and getting to know people, maybe they feel like they don't have time for a process like that. What does networking on LinkedIn look like for a job seeker?
It can be anything from if you're looking to work at Company A, you find an article about Company A and you post that as a post and you maybe tag people at the company to let them know you're interested in them. It can be asking a question, throwing it out to the LinkedIn world and seeing where it goes. Recruiters and job seekers have a love-hate relationship, first of all. And I've kind of come full circle. I used to really bash recruiters and not anymore. Mm-hmm. They are in the same situation as job seekers. And once you understand that, you develop an understanding that they have the same challenges we do. What you also have to realize is just because a hiring manager isn't posting on LinkedIn, they're aware of what's going on. And so we always advise people, you don't vent, you don't say things on there that you're not, that you wouldn't just say to the world because you don't know how it's going to be portrayed, but be genuine.
Okay.
And again, this is, every situation is different. Mm-hmm. You know, if I could offer advice, it's know what you want to do. The profile is a big part of it, but it's not the only part. People are looking at what you do all the time. And it's not how much time you spend there, but it's how you spend the time.
Okay. Yeah, that was going to be one of my next questions is like, so doing things like reposting something from a company page or an article they had, what's the domino effect of that? Does that mean that like the recruiter looks at my profile and then they see that activity, or am I going to get attention just from that post, or like what are the benefits of that?
The best thing to do is to create a post or a poll or something like that. And with the LinkedIn algorithm constantly changing, of course, we don't know exactly what's going on, but the latest thinking is put together some text, 300, 400 words, and talk about something that you're interested in. Tag three or four people that you want to be aware of it, because you can tag anyone on LinkedIn, not just first connections, which is a thing most people don't realize. When I got started, I would find an article and I would post the article and I would tag the author of the article just to let them know that I was reaching out to them. Sometimes you don't know where you're going to get your idea from. One of the best posts I did years and years ago was I vented about email etiquette, and it was a common theme. Now it's texting and other things, but I just came up, I hit a note with people. And I think part of it is to see what other people are doing first. That's what I'm saying, lurk. Look at what's being out there and see what your differentiator is. I say this all the time when I do coaching, you know, for an outplacement. I said, what makes you different from everyone else that's out there? What is it? It's not the job title. It's something. You know what that something is. It could be by being that you're bilingual. It could be that you've gone through different career changes. It could be that you think outside the box, whatever that means. But I'm saying you just have to think about it. And I think the issue most people have is they apply for jobs without thinking about themselves. It's like a resume. Create a resume, send it out without actually thinking about the content of it.
Okay. So then it sounds like to me, I would frame it as the networking on LinkedIn is really in an effort to build a personal brand, which I don't know, to some people might sound cliche, but we'll call it persona, like to build out the persona, like basically to make yourself public so that people know what you know or what you've done or what you're good at. It's kind of just building that profile of yourself online.
Yeah, I think the mistake a lot of people make, and this is the about section, people make it as a resume. You can read the first three, four lines, you might as well be reading their resume. And I will say to them this thing, which may be down three or four paragraphs. I'm a problem solver who's done A, B, C, and D. That's what you want to lead with. You want to market. I'm a problem solver who's done A, B, C, and D, and this is what I can do for you. Okay. Your history is your history.
Okay. And then, say that is your differentiator. Right. Everything that you post on LinkedIn maybe not everything, but you would make an effort to display that. Like that would become kind of the personal brand that you want to have.
If I'm a problem solver, I can do A, B, C, and D for you. So maybe you put a post about what does a problem solver do? This is what a problem solver does, and this is what I can do. I mean, as a very general example.
So then, so you almost have to look at yourself as like one of these influencers. Not that you're becoming that, but your goal here is to build a kind of brand so that you have the connections, like you know the people when people look at, and then your posts get more views. So it's like more people are aware of your knowledge and your experience. You're kind of like building up your little influence network, not for the purpose of being an influencer, but for the purpose of getting a job.
I'll give you an example. During the pandemic, one of my local connections used to do Zoom backgrounds just as an artistic thing. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is what you should post about every once in a while. Here's my latest Zoom background. What do you think? It was just a differentiator. You know, sometimes I will post something about, and again, weekends are different than during the week because you have a different audience. Yeah. Every weekend, I try to do a poll. That poll may be a different type. And I always, as a second step, post a post with the results of that poll. So I did a poll. So this is what the findings were. Do you agree or don't agree?
Yeah.
I think people really overthink content. I think they overthink networking.
Yeah. Yeah. I realized just now that I am. Yeah.
I mean, there are people that post personal stuff. They post videos. They may be walking their dog. They may be exercising. They may be doing something. You know, it's whatever works for you. I hate myself on video. That's just the way I am. But I posted it one time just to get out of my comfort zone. And that's what introverts have to do. You have to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to take a chance.
Okay. So it's not just about building connections and getting a lot of connections. It's about building a reputation with those connections that you make.
Yeah. I mean, as an example, there are a bunch of us that have gotten to know each other on this platform. Mm-hmm. Last year, two of the people that I was close to, one was in Toronto, one was in Atlanta. And they said, well, we're coming up to New York City. And I said, hey, let's get a bunch of people together in the city, people from all over. So the next thing you know, we had 25 LinkedIn trainers all descending on New York City just as a get together. And we've just found ourselves, we are just the same no matter what. But it just came from a couple of people saying, I'm going to be in the area. And I do this all the time when I travel. I look for people and say, you're going to be in the area because mm-hmm. I wanted to, like, to have a conversation. But if you're so afraid to get started, you all know people in your areas. You all know people in town. You all know people. Look them up on LinkedIn because you may find they're a much different persona than someone you just kind of, you're as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't be afraid.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not saying that to be negative, but people are so afraid. Mm-hmm. And I get this from job seekers all the time. What if what I say, what if I'm being found out? What if it's not right? What if I have a typo? Guess what? That's okay to have a typo.
Yeah.
It's really okay. You don't expect perfection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think also I know at least for me, it seems like it would help to keep it in a professional setting. Like if I think I have to reach out to this person and build a friendship and a relationship and connection and all this stuff, like that's intimidating. But if I'm like, I want to reach out to people who are also marketers and be like, hey, would you be open to a conversation about your career or about whatever? Like then it's like, it's more like doing research, which I think maybe introverts is, I know I'm a little more comfortable with that. I like that too. Now I was thinking while you were talking about that when a person first starts this, they're going to have small numbers, like not a lot of connections. There's not going to be a lot of people seeing their posts. So how do they get over that hump mentally of like where it maybe feels pointless? Like how do you suggest they deal with that?
You start by connecting with as many people as you know. You build the network, whether it's family and friends or former coworkers. And then the next thing you probably should do is just go on LinkedIn from a job seeker perspective. So I do this all the time. Do a search for a job title. Whatever the job title is, look at the industries associated. Look at the experience level. Look at the job specs. And then say to yourself, have I done these things? And if the answer is yes, make sure they're on your LinkedIn profile. I would not be worrying about engaging in the very beginning. What I would do is engage in other people's posts.
Okay.
You know, find people that you know. Do a search for people. Just LinkedIn is a search engine above anything and everything else. Go to an event. Do a search for events on LinkedIn. Join events, virtual. You never know where they're going to go. I've been some of my best connections where I never expected to meet them. But it just can be very overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I get that. I really do. I am, after this call, I say this all the time, I will probably go and take a nap and just decompress. Because that's how I am. I mean, all of us in this, we have this joke amongst ourselves. We're on for a call, but then afterwards, it's like, oh my God.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Same. Every time I do one of these interviews afterwards, I'm like, okay, I need to go and decompress and get back to myself. Yeah. And I think that's good advice about like, how at first you might be like, well, I don't have any followers or connections, so no one's going to see my post. So in that case, well, then first work on building up your connections, or instead of you posting, just comment on other posts. That way you do feel like there's people seeing it. Yeah, I like that.
And you can even do searches. A lot of this is like a show and tell sort of thing. But if you do a search on LinkedIn, you do a search for like the words I'm hiring or we're hiring, anyone who has that in the title is going to show up, and you can break it down by industry, location, the same way, because those people for the most part want to be connected. And what I've tried to do when I go in person is I like to use my QR code on my LinkedIn app. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, okay.
But if you go to the search bar and you select search, there's a square thingy on the side of that search bar, which is your QR code. And you can say with your QR code, forget about a business card. Let's just connect this way.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. That is so cool. I'm going to look that up now.
So if you go to your search bar under My Network and you select the search bar, you're going to see a little square thingy there. And then you select that there, and it's your QR code, which you can save to your pictures, or you can put it on your profile. But it's so much easier that way.
Okay. And that's only on mobile then?
Well, it's on the app. That's on the app.
On the app. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. No, that's a good idea.
From an introvert's perspective, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's easy. It's like, just here, do the thing. Okay. So then going back to like commenting on other people's posts, or like you were talking about how if you search for I'm hiring or we're hiring, does that mean that I'm like, okay, this person is hiring, so I message them and say, like, I'm looking for a job?
Really depends. I would say to someone else, you want to have a target company first. You don't want to send something like that out to the world. But if you do a search for I'm hiring and you do a drop down for the company, that's one way to go about it. Or if you do a search for the company and then search within the company for people in HR or staffing and recruiting.
Yeah.
This is the idea of searching. But above all, the most important thing is that you want to make sure you have a valid, genuine profile. So many people, they're afraid to get started. LinkedIn is a living document. You're changing your profile all the time. And it's not a right or wrong thing. But I have to be able to know if you're looking for a job, that you're looking for a job. I have so many people there that have an end date. That's it. I don't know if they're looking for a job or they still have their job. It's current because they're afraid to change it. But it doesn't say in their about section or anywhere else that I'm available for A, B, C, and D. So how would I know that?
Yeah.
It's not intuitive to me. If it's not intuitive to me, and I'm not even a recruiter, how would I know?
Yeah. Well, and I think, also like the open to work badge, which I know some people are afraid to put that, but that first of all is a clear indication, but it also makes you are like highlighted if a recruiter searches for people with, you know, whatever kind of filters, then you're highlighted. So it really helps with that too.
And I would always recommend, first of all, I've seen it from the other side. When someone has an open to work, I've seen it show up on a recruiter's phone that person has just had the notification that they're available. But I would turn it on and off. Think about like any job board. If you upload a resume and it's the same one, it's perceived as your most recent one. So if you take it down and put it back up, it's showing that you're now open to work, even though you might have been before.
Oh, interesting. That's a nice hack. I didn't know. So it will, like, recency matters of when you turned it on.
It matters. So let's say I put open to work. I'll be notified in real time as a recruiter who has it that I'm open to work. So if I take it down, put it back up a week later, notification, this person is now open to work.
Whoa. That is so cool. I didn't know that. Okay. That's a good tip. Okay. And then, so like you were talking about also having your profile filled out and all of that. Totally agree. I'm still surprised when I come across professionals who don't have a LinkedIn profile or don't have it completely filled out. Not like in a, like I'm judging them or anything. It's more just like, I'm surprised. I'm like, it's so helpful for your career. I would highly recommend having it at least filled out.
Even the idea of a picture. Most people don't realize if their settings are set so that they only have first connection seeing their picture, no one else is going to see the picture.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure your settings are set up that way.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point too. And then I'll say too, like for when I've been hiring people, I always look at their LinkedIn profile, just because I get a little more information about them.
Right.
And then I do always check their activity just because I'm curious. Like, it's an opportunity for me to get to know them more. So like if mm-hmm. they posted like what you're talking about, you know, posting about what you know and all that, then I get to know them more about their expertise and their knowledge. So I can say as a hirer, like I will look at their activity. So it does play a role in hiring.
The other thing I recommend people in job search do is take advantage of recommendations. It used to be back in the day, and I still see this on resumes, references upon request. I still see this to this day.
Yeah.
Just like a street address. But what you can do is you can ask for your former coworkers to give you a recommendation. And that helps on your profile. Or even better yet, recommend other people you used to work with. Mm-hmm. People love that.
Yeah.
And that's another way to gain activity.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. That's another thing. Like, I feel like people, like introverts, are maybe afraid to ask someone to leave a recommendation. So maybe like starting out by like you leaving the recommendation might kind of help with getting the ball rolling.
Well, I would recommend ask for recommendations from people you know instead of just me. I don't look for lots of recommendations, but a bunch of us in the space, we all recommend each other for different things, but it's not a numbers thing. It's about networking. And I think overthinking it, networking is conversations. I can tell you how many times over the years when I was out of work, I hated having conversations with people. I didn't want the world to know I was out of work.
Yeah.
I also didn't want advice, because after a while it's well-meaning advice, but how many times can say, well, how are things going? How many interviews have you had? What's going on? It's like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
So I tell the story, which is true. When I was out of work, I joined my school's, my son's PTO to volunteer. And I was put on what's called the technology committee, which sounds really great to be the technology committee, but all that was involved was me making one or two phone calls for the year. But I put it on my profile that I was a technology committee member of my school, within my school district. And it was a perception.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to kind of think outside the box as to what you've done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, a lot of hiring and the job interview, it is about perception and not like you're lying to create a perception,
no.
But you have to make sure that the way that like who you truly are is perceived correctly. Like you need to make sure that people understand your experience and what it was. And so, yeah, that makes sense.
And job gaps are not as much frowned upon as they used to be also.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be you had to account for everything. People understand between COVID and life, things happen.
Yeah.
I would recommend people not dwell on it, but acknowledge it.
Okay.
And you have to be doing things during a break, whether it's training or other things. I mean, if you think on a day-to-day basis, what you do in your life, everyone project manages stuff. Everyone's doing multiple tasks. Everyone's doing follow-ups, but you don't think of it that way. And so I think that's a portrayal thing. I mean, I have my to-do list every day. I have my follow-ups. I have my calls I have to make. I have my things I have to do. Life is like that. And people don't realize it because they're too close to it. So sometimes you need to have someone else remind you of your worth. That's why I say you lose a job, but not your background, not your experience. And that's a challenge that people have because they're so ingrained in what they used to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I interviewed one person for this podcast, and he was talking about how at some point he was like a soccer coach for his kid's soccer team. It was like a volunteer kind of thing. But he didn't think anything of it. But whenever hiring managers would hear about it, they were really interested because it does actually involve a lot of skills. So there might be things like that that you don't realize are valuable experience. And so, yeah, you got to look at it kind of differently sometimes.
Absolutely. And also a big part of it also is understanding what your self-worth is. And job seekers have this, again, stop watching the news. I say this all the time. The numbers are going to just drive you crazy. One of my good friends, Marty Lyman, has a saying, the only unemployment rate is 0 or 100%. You're either working or you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah, because it can get discouraging. So, yeah, I understand that. Okay, so one of my other big questions is, what are the biggest mistakes that you see people make when it comes to networking on LinkedIn?
The first mistake people make is asking right away for a job as the first point of contact. Mm-hmm. You connect with someone, you want to build a relationship. I can smell from a mile away when someone's reaching out to me asking for something. I get pitched all the time for services. They'll connect with me and right away they're going to do a pitch. Yeah. And I get that sense. I don't want to be pitched. If you want to reach out to someone who's a CEO or who's a hiring manager, the first way to go about it is to thank them for the opportunity. Let them know why you're interested in them. And sometimes it's a little thing. You mentioned my stamp collecting. If you look at someone's profile and mention something from their profile on that invite, it shows that you cared enough to look them up. Mm. Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. People also like to talk about. People love to talk.
Yeah.
Give people an opportunity. Ask them, what do you love about the company?
Yeah.
Let them sing the company's praises.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that too is a big mistake is just getting right to it, like always doing the ask first. I guess mm-hmm. in some contexts, like it makes sense. But in terms of like networking and making connections, this doesn't mean that you just message 1,000 people and say, I'm looking for a job. Are you hiring? You like have good intentions. It's not like you're trying to use them, but it's just not as effective.
But the other thing also, and these are little things, when you're going to send an email to someone, mm-hmm. think about the subject line of the email. It's not just Ken Lang's resume job follow-up. I mean, you want to entice them a little bit, let them know, because think about your inbox and mine. We get hundreds or thousands of things. How are we going to know? Mm-hmm. What's changed over time too is the ability to text people. If someone is a recruiter and they put their cell phone on, there is an invitation for you to text them. They may not agree with that, but they're putting it out there.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Any other like big mistakes you see people making with networking on LinkedIn? Yes.
They don't have enough information about they use LinkedIn as a resume. LinkedIn is a marketing tool. I don't want to have your resume regurgitated on there. I don't want to do a cut and paste of what your resume is. I want you to go into specifics. I want you to go into more detail. You did all these tasks. Tell me how those tasks will help me out. Oh. I don't care what you did 5 years ago at company A. I'm at company B. What's in it for me as a recruiter or hiring manager?
Okay.
And back to the job specs. These are the jobs that are out there. That's an idea of what companies are looking for. So take that information. What did you do? What can make my life easier?
Yeah.
Even asking us a question. I'd like to ask my contacts, my hiring managers out there, what are your three main pain points? What do you need? What are you looking for in candidates? Don't be afraid to ask LinkedIn World the question.
Yeah.
You're not going to be shot down.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, like not just putting your work experience, like the job titles, but filling out those sections with what you did, your achievements, the results, all that stuff. Yeah.
And having a tagline. I'm a LinkedIn introvert. I mean, that's a marketing thing, but there are a lot of people. Put the tagline out there. Get people's attention in those 220 characters.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the headline.
That's the headline.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other little things people make as mistakes because they don't realize it. I think part of it also is when you're doing a background image, mm-hmm. you want to make sure that background image is readable on mobile because a lot of people are actually looking on mobile. If I can't read the words on mobile, then why put words?
Yeah. Yeah. I encourage people to do that, to have a custom background image that cites like their achievements or just whatever they want to highlight. Because it's a small thing. Like, I'm not saying it's a make or break, but it's an opportunity. Like when the recruiter gets there, it's something they're going to see. So you might as well highlight your biggest achievements or certifications or whatever in that background image.
And I would also recommend people have a secondary email address. I have had so many people who use their work email address or an email. So once they leave the company, they don't have access to it anymore.
Yeah.
So you want to have at least a secondary email address just in case, because one of my friends lost his email address and he had to basically build out a whole new profile.
Oh, wow. And then you lose your connections and all that.
And
yeah.
Then all with the two-step verification, you want to make sure that you're not going to get hacked. So you want to set up something so that you get a text to make sure it's who you are. But I mean, some of these things are not job search specific. It's just kind of being safe.
Yeah.
But I recommend people, on top of everything else, do a search on people in your industry. Do a search on, let's say, data analyst, and find out why they're showing up at the top. What makes their profile so much better?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It could
idea.
Be a job title. It could be something else. What? And sometimes it's, you may not realize it. It's just because they have the same words multiple times. That's why I preach LinkedIn being a search engine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such a good idea. Like, just search for whatever your title, whoever comes up first, analyze their profile and see areas to improve. Yeah, that's a really good idea. I like
that. The events. What events pertain to the job title? They're usually online. Mm-hmm. Let me attend. You never know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
That's better use of time than just applying to job after job.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, this has been so much good advice. I know I learned a lot about networking. I was looking at it like, I mean, I guess maybe not the wrong way, but just not, I didn't fully understand what it meant. But it's not about just connecting with a bunch of people and then asking them if they're hiring, but it's more like building a reputation with the people that you connect with. I like that,
Absolutely. It's funny because we, in our space, have a term. We call ourselves collaboration. Because yes, we collaborate, but we are in competition with each other and it makes us all better. And it's the same thing with job seekers. You're not in competition with each other. Find other people in your industry and just brainstorm. Mm-hmm. Do some interview prep. Do some role playing.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how much people can help each other out.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even like a poll, like you were talking about polls. Like if you're a, you know, same job title as me, like what's the interview question you get asked the most or something? Yeah.
Or even the question, what is the interview question you hate the most? Is it tell me about yourself? Is it, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah.
Is it, if I was an animal, what would I be? Just a fun thing like that or other. I mean, I'm saying that because these are the types of things that will get engaged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. Thank you so much for all this information. I can tell you have so much to share. Where can people find you or connect with you or get more of your advice?
Well, you can definitely connect with me on LinkedIn. I don't know if that's something you can put in the chat or if I can.
I'll put it in the show notes for this episode.
I would recommend if you connect with me, just mention why, if possible. Not because I'm going to debate whether or not connect with you, but it gives me some perspective. That's the most important thing. And if you don't have, and Basic has a limited number of connections, personalized once a month, I'm not going to turn you guys down. But the more complete a profile you have, the better.
Yeah.
Just from a personal perspective, because I know it's rough out there. I really do. From what I've seen, and we all want to make it as easy as possible for you. I would say when you're looking to connect with people that are working, give them some grace. They may not get to you right away. Mm-hmm. It may take a few days. They may be on vacation. It's life. But it's nothing personal.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so Kenneth Lang, you can find him on LinkedIn. I'll also put the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for your time and advice. This was great.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a great day, everyone.